@Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back into Greggathan Hooks. That's still one of my favorite rejoins.
That's I need to make really
some
good
new ones. I'll get some new ones going for us here after this whole thing's over. Welcome back into the show. If you're just tuning in, maybe you haven't heard, we're going to be live from my garage, hanging out, having a good time. Already had one of the 12 swing by Kelly Prater, my all-time favorite wingback in Nebraska. He dropped off a couple beverages for us. Ooh. And just said hi. So we appreciate it, man. Kept the social distancing. I like what Carricker said, physical distancing.
I like that. A lot better.
Socially, we're still hanging out. We just got to... Uh-huh. You know, last night we were out here. I live in a cul-de-sac, and the neighbors and I were outside because it's gorgeous out. After the kids got to bed by 8 o'clock, no wind, just enjoying a cigar, standing outside.
See,
the
that's
street,
awesome.
BSing, you know. So it's good stuff. But stay safe out there, guys. I know we're all getting cooped up, and we're feeling it, right? Everybody's feeling it right now. This weekend, I wanted to go out and see some friends. I wanted to go do some stuff. My kids were asking if they could go see their best friends. My best friend, Trav, can't get out to see him, you know. Just sucks, but we got to get through this thing, and then hopefully we'll return to normal with everything out there.
Well, and I tell you what, just from us personally, we know there's a lot of cool stuff going on because you know this. My daughter's in select volleyball with VCN. They're starting Zoom meetings this week.
Nice.
With training and things like that. Videos. My son's baseball team, the Lincoln Sox, the 9-under team. They're doing a weekly Zoom meeting so all the team can get together and coaches giving them
nice
stuff and assignments to do. So there's ways to do this with staying active and staying visible to your friends and your teammates.
Oh yeah, and which is a big deal. I will say too, and I'm going to take this time to kind of dive into this topic. You know, as you sit around and we start talking about, boy, my dog might start barking here in a minute.
Hell, oh, it's the runner.
I know.
He smelled the smoke.
Billy Shammert rolling up with his kiddo again. Ooh, what's up, Billy?
But you see his, like, he looks like he went at it today.
Oh, yeah, he's been running hard. Woo. What's up, brother? You've been getting after it. I got wings today for us so we can get after that thing. But here's something I kind of wanted to dive into on the show, and we'll kind of talk about here. Kirk Herbstreit came out and said that he doesn't think there should be a football season this year. That's crazy to me that someone who is as tied into – I don't care if he's got background information. Sammy, get over here. I don't care if he's got background information. I don't care. You're Kirk Herbstreit. There's a lot of people right now that are sitting around. They're hoping this thing gets over. A lot of things they're looking forward to in the future – football being one of them. They're hoping it gets here so we can return to some normalness. And for you to go out and say that, I think, is irresponsible, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know what?
Sammy.
I mean, I kind of relate this to a little bit locally. Like, we have dealt with times in Husker football history.
She's so nice. I don't know what she's – it's because you got that intense look on your face, my friend, from running. That's what the thing is. Bill Shammert.
You know, you go back, and I relate this, Nick, and you know this. We had just locally, we've had former players who have been very vocal about the football team. Right,
yeah.
And they don't know what their voice means and what they do to divide people when they say things on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, whatever they're tweeting out or whatever. But Herbstreit has a big voice that a lot of people follow, and then when he says it, it's gospel, right? Mm-hmm. They all make it. Oh, there
I
goes
agree.
Football. There goes a negative influence. And right now, and again, if he has background information, that's fine. But this is the time where we're not putting out that types of stuff. We're putting out stuff for people to look forward to things, right? Not going, well, there goes my fall. There goes this.
Right.
Because then they start getting really weird. Like, things are weird right now, but you got to know where your voice is and the timing on when you're saying and doing stuff.
Yeah, I'll bring it back home here. And I know for some people you're going to hear this and think, not a big deal. But I think it is, and I think a lot of people in town. And there's other things like this that's going on. But over the weekend, the city of Lincoln Parks and Rec decided to cancel softball. So adult softball for the summer, they sent out this email saying, hey, it's all canceled, which it's March. And I get it. You know, there's a lot going on. There's, you know, we're worried that this thing might carry into August, whatever. But it's stuff like that where you could have just postponed it a few times before you eventually canceled it. I mean, let's be real. All the teams have paid. So you send it back their money right now. Doesn't have to be in a big hurry to get there.
Nope.
And you could postpone this thing. And I think that's what, because people look forward to that. You know, they're hoping, hey, maybe in a month, well, I'm going to be back out with my buddies out on the field. Or maybe in a month, I'm going to be able to go to my favorite, you know, hunting spot in town that they've closed down or whatever it might be. And or bowling alley, you know, maybe bowling leagues. Like, I'm sure these bowling alleys are just postponing stuff and pushing it back and that kind of thing. And it gives people hope. And I think it's foolish of Kirk Herbstreit to come out and do that. And I loved your analogy, by the way. And I'll say it. Frazier,
yes.
There were so many times where he spoke out on Twitter and it did nothing to be...
It was more harmful than anything.
Yeah, yeah. There was no positive coming out of him going, hey, just so you're all clear, I'm against all this. And I don't know that I believe in Frost and blah, blah, blah. But, like, that does nothing for anybody.
No, because it divides you.
It does.
Because there is a huge contingency that was all about Frazier. They loved it. They were like, yeah, you're right. But then there was another one like, what's your problem? Like, what's your problem with that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting because, again, you don't want to put the negative light on and you're trying to spread positivity right now. Not the negative side, because there are a lot of people out there that read that Herbstreit deal and on what he said, and they gave up a little hope, right? They gave up a little hope all of a sudden, and that's not what we need right now. It's just knowing what your voice means and when you say things on what happened, because I know I read a lot of the tweets back at him that weren't so pleasant, weren't so kind.
Yeah, well, he's got to realize that.
And I think he might have forgotten what that might have done to him and what the backlash could have been.
We'll see how it goes. I think Herbstreit was wrong for that. I also, by the way, I think when it comes to football, and if we're going to look at what kind of things is out there that needs to be done and what kind of things we need to, you know, key on and look at, I think it's going to be – I think Lincoln, Nebraska is going to be back to normal long before the rest of the country's back to normal. So we're going to have to remember that there's going to be certain places, whether it's New York, you know, whether it's Louisiana, there's certain places that are going to take longer than it is here. We're real fortunate. I got nothing to base this off of other than this is my hope and my belief. I still think by, like, hopefully June, we're able to operate, at least to be able to get outside, have groups of 50 people together, maybe, you know, work out, whatever. We'll see. I'm being optimistic. You guys know me. That's kind of how I am. But I think that kind of thing. But remember, when it comes to sports, you're going to have these bigger cities that we're going to have to keep an eye on and we're going to have to look at and see. It'll take longer, and it'll be interesting to see how athletics – decides, all right, I've got a part of the country that's okay for teams to travel to. I got parts that's not. Do we want to, A, bring in those teams to us, knowing they're in parts of the country that aren't okay? I don't know. There's so many questions.
There's so much unpack right there, you said. But, again, we have to do the right things that we're being asked to do right now. And then this thing is going to peel back. If we're doing it all right across the country, and because it's going to go from 10 to 50 back to 250 in the right time and when it's supposed to happen. But that's a great point that you brought up about parts of the country. You brought this, you and I were talking a little bit before this, like, again, what if Nebraska is fine? Statewide, we're fine. We're doing the right things. It peels back. But it's the teams, from a football perspective, the teams that we're playing on the road, what does that look like? Or when them coming here will be how this thing gets unpacked.
All right, let's take another break. When we come back, we'll dive into those power rankings for the NFL. Also, we'll look at free agent questions for each of the teams. On ESPN, they had this really good piece where they went through and looked at all your favorite NFL teams and, you know, what questions are still there for them that they did not get answered through free agency. Also, they went through and kind of ranked some of the free agent signings. I think there's some interesting ones that that came about, like one of them, for example, and maybe I'm being a homer, but Mo Collins going to the Raiders, Malik Collins, I think that's a huge win for the Raiders. He's going to be awesome for them. But there's other free agent signings I'm just not quite sure about. So we'll get to those and more. You listen to Greg at the Hooks.